This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sammy.
Yes.
Sustainable House Day is coming up this Sunday. I've got no clue what it is. Thankfully, joining us on the phone is Donna Luckman. She's the CEO of Renew, puts on this event. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Duncan and Sammy.
Now, Donna, first of all, what is Sustainable House Day all about?
So Sustainable House Day is a national event in which we've got 250 homes opening across Australia, with about 60 opening in New South Wales. And it's an opportunity for people to basically have a sticky beak into other people's houses that have been designed to make sure that they're healthy, comfortable, and have low energy costs, and also have a low touch on our environment as well. So it's a great opportunity just to basically to talk to homeowners, see what they've done in their own homes, and then take home and see what you can actually do to help make your home more sustainable.
Donna, you've made a career all about sustainability. Why are you so passionate about it?
I have a real passion for the environment. I love actually going riding my bike out in the environment and also going off hiking. But I think also, you know, I'm a city girl, and it's like, what can we actually do in our own homes to make sure that I'm reducing my emissions, that I'm reducing my use of water, and also reducing waste as well. So I make changes in my own home to make sure that I actually, you know, have an energy-efficient home. I ride my bike around as much as possible, get public transport, and really try and limit the amount of plastics I bring into my own home as well. So Sustainable House Day is a good example on how other people have done it, and also how they can actually share their learnings as well to people in their local community. So they're giving you unbiased information. They're not trying to sell you a product or a new home. They're just going to tell you what they did in their own home to make it more sustainable, healthier, and also then you can take some tips that you can actually do yourself.
Mm. Have you got a couple of tips you can share with our listeners about the simple fixes around the house to make it more sustainable?
Yeah, there's some really easy things that we can do, even if you don't even own your home, if you might be renting. And the first thing is to make sure that it's well sealed, especially around areas like our windows and doors. So making sure that, you know, even that simple old thing of putting like a carpet snake underneath your front door, making sure you have heavy curtains around your windows, especially during winter. And just if there's any gaps between the frames, how you can actually just get some simple products from your local hardware store to actually seal up those gaps. The other really important thing is to look at actually insulating your home as well. So especially if you're building a new home or you're doing a major renovation, making sure you're putting lots of insulation in your roof, in your walls if possible. And also look at, you know, if there's ways that you can make sure you're sealing up gaps underneath your floors as well.
Is it not good having a home at 5 degrees in winter and 38 degrees in summer?
Well, my energy bills say no. So it's just a bit of a, having just a well-insulated home just means it just keeps at a really nice, comfortable temperature throughout the whole entire year. Means that you're spending less on your energy bills. So we've got examples of some houses where they're basically net energy. So they're producing more energy in their house because they've just got solar on their roof. It's really well insulated. So they're paying something like $500 a year in energy bills just because they can actually keep it at that nice, comfortable temperature throughout the whole entire year.
How can we check out some of these places that are open this weekend?
So you can go to our website, which is sustainablehouseday.com, and all the houses are listed on there. You can see all the different features of the homes as well. So if there's something in particular you might want to have a look at. For example, this year we've got a lot of houses that have got electric vehicles, so maybe you want to check out what an electric vehicle might look like. But all the houses have run tours throughout the day, so the homeowner will take you around the home. There might be other people that help them with the build or with the renovation there as well, and you can just ask them questions at the end of the tour too.
Well, Donna, thank you so much for sharing. We're really looking forward to Sustainable House Day this weekend.
Thanks, Duncan. Thanks, Sammy.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.